After 33 years, Cream is coming back. That's Cream, the music publication, which calls itself America's only rock and roll magazine. After fits and starts, Cream is returning as a digital magazine, and in the fall, it'll be a quarterly in print. NPR's Danny Hensel has the story of a Detroit institution.
Something was in the water in Detroit in 1969. Bands like The Stooges and Alice Cooper and MC5 helped rock curdle into something darker and harder. And Cream magazine was there to cover the scene, from garage rock to glam to punk.
I think the thing about Cream was it was really this community of outsiders.
Jan Uhelski was a reporter at Cream in its early days and now serves as editor emeritus.
I started at Cream in 1970, the same day Lester Bangs did. We both walked in that door approximately the same time.
Lester Bangs was among Cream's most famous writers. Philip Seymour Hoffman played him in Almost Famous.
And hey, I met you. You are not cool.
I know. Even when I thought I was, I knew I wasn't.
Because we are uncool.
Okay, maybe only in the movie, but in real life, Cream definitely was cool. Like when Bangs brought his typewriter on stage to write a review of the Jay Giles Band in real time, and then he smashed the typewriter. Or like when Jan Uhelski reported on Kiss by donning the famous black and white makeup and playing with them. Uhelski says that kind of high-concept journalism is what made Cream distinct.
We're very clear in our mission, which is to tell the truth, which is to show them from the inside out, to show the human aspect, to drag them down from Valhalla if we have to put them up in Valhalla if they deserve it.
Also on the staff, legends like Greil Marcus, Robert Christgau, and Cameron Crowe. They covered rock worldwide, featuring Lou Reed and Led Zeppelin.
We got to meet our heroes, for better or worse.
The magazine folded in 1989 for financial reasons.
And after that, the rights changed hands a number of times, and I've spent the better part of my adult life putting those rights back together.
That's J.J. Kramer, the chairman of Cream. It's a title he's held for a long time.
My father founded Cream back in 1969, and when he passed away in 1981, he actually left Cream to me, and at the time, I was 4.5 years old and the chairman of my own rock and roll magazine.
A couple of years back, Kramer made a well-received documentary about the magazine.
And that, to us, was proof of concept that people still had a real affinity for this brand and for rock and roll.
So he set about assembling a group of writers and editors to bring Cream back to life. They plan to keep the Detroit roots intact with a weekly column reporting on the city's music scene. The magazine will operate with a subscription model. That means no advertisers, something that pleases editor emeritus Jan Uhelski.
Cream's always told the truth and just damn the consequences. I mean, that was probably our biggest fights with our publisher, is that we always told the truth and he kept going, but the advertisers. This time, there are no advertisers. So if we told the truth before, get ready. We're really telling the truth now.
That truth is coming in a glossy magazine with its gritty and grimy heart still intact. Danny Hensel, NPR News, Washington.